pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of dispensations, we've been looking at the dispensation of promise. And we've seen how that the Israelite people, they had many promises given to them. And especially through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we've seen also how that God's promises were disbelieved by the Israelites. After everything that God was doing for them and had done for them, they still disbelieved, and they not only disbelieved, but they became troublemakers. And not only that, the Bible teaches us that they were also murmurers. Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 through 8 says, "And they took their journey from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread in the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, At even, then you shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning then you shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us?" In other words, they were murmuring not only against God, but they were murmuring against Moses and Aaron, the leaders. Verse 8 goes on to say, "And Moses said, This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord." Moses made it plain that these people were, they murmured it on the surface. They were murmuring against Moses and Aaron, but really they were murmuring against God. God was the one who had brought them out of Egypt. God was the one who was taking care of them, but they murmured. How many of us today who know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, how many of us murmur? We murmur because we're human beings, but we're more than that. We've trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And Jesus said in the Word, in 1 John it says, "Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We are the children of God, and we have nothing to murmur against God about. We have everything right now to look forward to. We have all that we need as saved people to be able to serve the living true God. Oh, don't let us be like the Israelites and murmur against God. Let's not find fault with God. He is the one who has saved us and made it possible for us to be living today and serving the living God, serving our living Savior. Well, the Israelites were murmurers. And not only that, it doesn't stop there. The Bible keeps on going. The Bible is plain because these people were also tempters. Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the Lord did chide with Moses and said, Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt, to kill us with, and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me, Moses said. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river. Remember, they parted the Red Sea, and God used that to, he brought the people of Israel out of Egypt, and that's not the only place the water was parted, but we'll see that later. He said, take your rod, wherewith thou smotest the river. Take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? They were tempting God. Remember, they were really not against Moses and Aaron during all of this. They were actually against God. Well, man's failure to believe God's promises brings judgment. Judgment was coming for these people. Notice, God told Abraham his judgment would come upon Israel because of their unbelief. Now, this was promised even before Moses came on the scene, before anything had taken place here. But God said something's going to take place because of unbelief. Genesis 15, verses 12 through 14. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, this is God speaking now, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Remember, this is speaking about their imprisonment, we'll say, in Egypt. This is a prediction of what was going to take place. God told Abram, at that time his name had not been changed, Genesis chapter 15, he told Abraham what was going to take place. Well, Israel got afflicted in Egypt. Exodus chapter 1, verses 7 through 14, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. This is speaking of them being in Egypt. Now, I know we've spoken about them coming out of Egypt and how they murmured and all that, but now God is telling us things here that if they would not listen to him, judgment would come upon them. And not only upon them, but all of those people who would not do as God wants them to do back then and today. Verse 8 of Exodus chapter 1 goes on to say, now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies, and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service, wherein they made them serve, was with rigor. They worked them hard. They made them work. Now, I don't know about sunup to sundown, possibly even after that. But they were afflicted because, once again, they had done things against God. And the main thing that you and I need to understand is this, that those people who were afflicting the children of Israel during that time they were in bondage in Egypt, those people who afflicted the children of Israel, they paid for it. The Bible says that the death angel passed through, and the firstborn of everything that was in the land of Egypt, where the blood did not cover, remember, the Passover was instituted during that time, and all the people were not covered by the blood. The firstborn died. Now, if you'll read, you'll find out how that the lambs were slain and the blood was placed over the doorposts, the mantle of the doors of the houses of those people, of those Israelites living in Egypt, and how that all of those people who had placed that blood there, they were delivered from the death angel. Their firstborn was delivered. Why? Because this was a representation of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ gives life, not death. The Bible says that when we trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that we have eternal life, never ending. Oh, this old body's going to die, but the real me is never going to die. I have everlasting life according to the Word of God. The Bible says that God loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son into this world to die so that I, you, could have everlasting life. John 3:16 tells us that. The Bible says that Jesus Christ came to give life, and when He gives it more abundantly. When we think of this, when we think of how the Israelites were afflicted in Egypt, and how that judgment actually came upon the people of Egypt, you remember the plagues that hit Egypt. I suppose the worst one, and it was the worst, was the death angel that passed through, and everyone who was not covered by the blood, they died. That is, those of the firstborn. Now, during the dispensation of promise, man once again failed God by disobeying, doubting, and rebelling against Him. Now, as we continue on our study of dispensations, next we're going to look down upon the Word of God as God sets down the law. The dispensation of law was from Mount Sinai to the cross. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this time we've had together. And I pray for that soul nearest hell today, that soul would be saved for Jesus' sake. Amen. Lord, lift me up, and
let me stand. You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.